Grace, mercy, and peace to you from him who was and who is to come. Amen. Well, good evening and welcome to this special service of worship, a hymn festival celebrating the introduction of the new hymnal, Lift Up Your Hearts, Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs. We're delighted to be able to host this service at LaGrave, and especially if you're visiting this evening, we welcome you heartily. Let us pray. O God, whom saints and angels delight to worship in heaven, we thank you for your servants who offer gifts of music to assist the worship of your people on earth. Grant us all, even now, glimpses of your beauty, and help us sing your praises forevermore through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Let us continue to worship Almighty God.
A reading from St. Augustine's Confessions on Creation's Witness. And what is this God? I asked the earth. And it answered, I am not he. And all things that are on the earth confessed the same answer. I asked the sea, and the deeps, and the creeping things with living souls, and they replied, We are not your God. Look above us. I asked the blowing breezes, and the universal air with all its inhabitants answered, I am not God. I asked the heaven, the sun, the moon, the stars, and no, they said, we are not the God for whom you are looking. And I said to all those which stand about the gate of my senses, tell me something about my God, you who are not he, tell me something about him. And they cried out in a loud voice, He made us.
A reading from Our World Belongs to God, Articles 14 and 16. Early in human history, our first parents listened to the intruder's voice. Rather than living by the Creator's word of life, they fell for Satan's lie and sinned. They forgot their place. They tried to be like God. But as sinners, they feared the nearness of God and hid from him. When humans no longer show God's image, all creation suffers. We abuse the creation or idolize it. We are estranged from our Creator, from our neighbor, and from all that God has made.
Reading from Genesis 15 and Romans 4. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. And he brought him outside and said, "Look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them." Then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. In hope, he believed against hope that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been told, so shall your offspring be. No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. That is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. But the words, "it was counted to him," were not written for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be counted to us who believe in him who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. This is the word of the Lord.
A Reading for Advent by Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Celebrating Advent means being able to wait. Waiting, however, is an art that our impatient age has forgotten. We must wait for the greatest, most profound, most gentle things in the world. Nothing happens in a rush, but only according to the divine laws of germination and growth and becoming.
based on Isaiah 52, 9 and 10, and Luke 2, 14. Break forth into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations. Through the coming of Jesus Christ, the Lord has redeemed us too. In Christ, we receive the salvation of our God. Glory to God in the highest.
From the Heidelberg Catechism, question and answer 37. What do you understand by the word suffered? That during his whole life on earth, and especially at the end, Christ sustained in body and soul the wrath of God against the sin of the whole human race. This he did in order that by his suffering as the only atoning sacrifice, he might redeem us, body and soul, from eternal condemnation and gain for us God's grace, righteousness, and eternal life.
Thank you.
reading from 1 Corinthians 15. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Confess our faith together using the affirmation of faith from the Iona community. We believe in God, whose love is the source of all life and the desire of our lives, whose love was given a human face in Jesus of Nazareth, whose love was crucified by the evil that waits to enslave us all, and whose love, defeating even death, is our glorious promise of freedom. Therefore, though we are sometimes fearful and full of doubt, in God we trust, and in the name of Jesus Christ, we commit ourselves in the service of others to seek justice and to live in peace, to care for the earth and to share the commonwealth of God's goodness, to live in the freedom of forgiveness and the power of the Spirit of love, and in the company of the faithful, so to be the church for the glory of God. Amen.
A reading by Susan Paolo Cherwin, The Present Pilgrimage. There is no stillness in life but what one holds in the heart. There is no peace but what one has in the soul. There is no calm in life but what one finds in God. God has not promised us security. God has not promised us certainty. God has not promised us freedom from sorrow, freedom from suffering, freedom from pain. Life is a journey through all of these. But what God has promised us is God. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. What God has promised is God. Have no fear.
A reading from 1 Corinthians 6, 1 Peter 1, Matthew 10, and Romans 8. You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. You were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father, but even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. from Our World Belongs to God, Article 58. With the whole creation, we wait for the purifying fire of judgment, for then we will see the Lord face to face. He will heal our hurts, end our wars, make the crooked straight. Then we will join in the new song to the Lamb without blemish, who made us a kingdom and priests. God will be all in all. Righteousness and peace will flourish. Everything will be made new, and every eye will see at last that our world belongs to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come, Lord Jesus.
Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. Now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and remain with you always. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus be with us all.